here speaking to Frances Ring, and she's the director of a piece called X300, which is part of the Bangarra Dance Theatre True Stories. Hey, Frances, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, Robin. How are you?
Great. I've just seen Patrick perform part of a little excerpt of X300, and it looked amazing. What was the process and inspiration behind the work?
Well, the work is called X300, and it's X300 was the original site name for the site of Maralinga. It was the original code name, that the British gave that site. The piece is inspired by stories and related to the events that happened out there at Maralinga, and I've done lots of research, and as well as going home and talking to some family who were involved in that, and just created a series of vignettes, infused them with dance, as Bangarra does, and brought them to the stage in the way they always manage to poetically do so well, bringing our stories to the stage and delivering them, through dance, but also with the strength and integrity behind the meaning of those stories as well.
That certainly comes through. It's a very powerful, just a small excerpt I saw was an incredibly powerful and emotional piece. I'm really fascinated by how you take a subject like Maralinga. Obviously it's touched a lot of people's lives, but how you translate that into dance to communicate that emotion.
Well, we spent a lot of time in the studio workshopping, and by that stage I've, really filled myself up, with stories and, my research, and just, expose myself to as much material and, as possible. But, pretty much the stories tell themselves, they show themselves, and I just go with that. But some things are just meant to be told, and we've really taken this is one of my more abstract works in terms of it's still narrative in its form, but also in its delivery. Say there's a piece called it's a blind duet, and it's called Fallout, and it's about the effects of the fallout and the blindness that occurs as a result. And really, it's this duet that's based on these two bodies. One is the character of the Black Mist, and the other one, is enveloped by the Black Mist, and the partnering is completely done with one partner blinded. So yeah, just ideas like that, where we workshop and we go, what about, we've got this idea about, the result of contamination and fallout and the blindness that occurs. How can we put that story into a body and tell that and, not be literal about it, So we're always looking at new ways of exploring storytelling through, Indigenous dance medium as well. But the central focus for the whole piece is about the land and about that enduring connection to the land that even after atomic testing is unbroken, and that's my whole inspiration behind the work.
And we talked about the story, but the training that goes into the dancers. I mean, yourself, you've trained extensively overseas in a number of different forms, also performed with legs on the wall. How do you describe the style of Bangarra? If you had to, because it seems to draw from a lot of different sources, including obviously Indigenous dance.
Well, it's really hard because I've seen it as, it's always changing, it's always evolving, and the new dancers, and a new generation of dancers bring their own ways of their own style of moving. So, but really, it is about that connection with the ground and with the earth, and about Bangarra dancers are never. You just don't go and dance for dance sake unless you're in a nightclub. But, on stage, it's really about being true to telling the story and inhabiting that role. And it's a huge responsibility for them because you can't just go on and, and fake it. You have to really, these are stories that have related, that have affected people very personally, Indigenous people across the country. Sometimes it relates personally to them as well. So, yeah, you have to be, honest, and you tell those stories with, as much integrity as possible. So, yeah, there's a responsibility to that. They have a presence and they have a responsibility to that role. And, yeah, I guess the, you know, their style is very very grounded, very dynamic, but also, you know, it's this, I don't know, it's this awareness of a relationship with and the outside world, I suppose. So, yeah, there's a presence about and an energy about a Bangarra performance that I think, you know, it's very rare these days.